This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of your series, Common Mistakes in Ramadan. Among the common mistakes that I've seen during the month of Ramadan, that unfortunately start with the beginning of Ramadan and sometimes continue during the whole entire month and definitely all the way to the end of Ramadan, which is the dispute that happened between Muslims and the disagreements happened between community members when it comes to moon sighting, which turned to be moon fighting, and all the way to how many rak'ahs tarawih should be, when do we do the khatmah, and all these kind of things that happened during the month of Ramadan. You know, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that it is okay to have a difference of opinions. You know, it is okay to have different positions in regard to these issues. But it's not okay that we fight one another. It's not okay that we pie cut one another. It's not okay to accuse one another that their fasting is invalid. It's not okay for the household, the same household, to have two Ramadans, two Eids. It's not okay for the Muslim in one city to have multiple Eids or multiple beginning and ending of Ramadan. It's not okay for the city to do that. Their leaders should come together, agree on something. In the masjid, it's not okay to be divided over that. Alhamdulillah, if the imam want to pray 8 rak'ahs, pray. You want to pray more, home, go home and pray more. You know, but join the jama'ah. If you want to pray 20 rak'ah, it's okay. You can pray with them, alhamdulillah. And if you don't agree with that, quietly you want to leave, leave. But show the support. Be there with the community. You know what? You don't believe that this is the day you should start your fasting? You know, you can break your fast or you can start your fasting secretly. Even al-ulama said that. If somebody saw the moon and the sighting of that person is rejected by the judge, al-fuqaha said that person privately, secretly must fast. But the community will not. So to respect secretly, not to openly, to say you guys don't, you break the unity of the community. And this is very important. Even if you live in a community that follow no moon sighting, or they follow calculation, you know, even though I disagree with this methodology, but if this is your community, if this is what the people in the city doing, follow them and don't break that, the unity of your community, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam show us and told us one of the goals of Ramadan is to unify us. And it's such a sad thing to see this kind of division. But I always say that always goes back to the weakness and the lack of good leadership. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, but at least us as individuals. Let all of us have this concept clear in our mind, that we want to be together and nothing can gather us and unify us more than the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If everybody followed, we will be in a much different place. But just enjoy Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you. Wa sallallahu wasallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.